We begin with football. The top domestic league, the Gambrinos Liga, resumed at the weekend after the winter break. In the first round of the spring season, Teplice drew 1-1 with Dukla Praha, while Jihlava earned a scoreless draw against Hradec Králové. In other matches, Baník Ostrava also tied with Česká Budějovice on Saturday, the score there 0-0. That was Milan Baroš's first appearance for Ostrava after 11 seasons abroad. So interesting developments there. Many fans, of course, happy to see Baroš back. Sparta routed Slovácka 4-0 to climb into second spot in the standings, just edged barely by Victoria Plzeň at the top. All of the club's goals came in the second half. And fellow Prague club Slavia, meanwhile, failed to rebound after the winter break, opening with a 2-1 loss against Olomouc, while third-place Jablonec lost 1-0 against Liberec. Turning to tennis, the top Czech women's tennis player Petra Kvitová won her first WTA tournament since last August at the weekend. Kvitová defeated Italy's Sara Errani in the final in three sets by a score of 6-2, 1-6, 6-1 to take the title in Dubai. The win saw Kvitová move up in the overall women's rankings to seventh spot. In men's tennis, Czech player Tomáš Berdych had match point against Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the final of the Open 13 event in Marseille at the weekend, but failed to convert. The French player, who rallied from a set down and won the key tiebreak in the second set, won the final set by two games. The final score was 3-6, 7-6, 6-4. The match represented Berdych's 17th career ATP final. His record has fallen to 8-9. The Czech had won the three previous matches against Tsonga. Turning to hockey in the NHL overseas, Winnipeg goalie Ondřej Pavelec stopped 24 shots on Sunday by New Jersey to help his club win by a score of 4-2. In their last four games, the Jets have won three times with Pavelec in goal and is edging closer to a playoff spot in the shortened NHL season. The Jets are currently in 11th spot in the Eastern Division, just behind the New York Rangers. In other action, Czech star forward Jaromír Jágr scored once and earned one assist as his club, the Dallas Stars, won 3-1 over San Jose. And staying with hockey, back home, Czech club Lev Praha, which plays in the Continental Hockey League, is just a game away from elimination in the league playoffs. After losing twice to CSKA Moscow in Moscow, Lev Praha were defeated at home. The Prague club was leading 1-0 in the second period when CSKA turned the game around in the space of just 39 seconds, scoring twice. The Russian club added a third goal in the third period to clinch the match. The series resumes on Monday in Prague, with Lev Praha trying their best to avoid a sweep. And finally, former members of the Czech national hockey team, which won the Nagano Winter Olympics back in 1998, met in Prague on Saturday, 15 years after that triumph. All but five players took part in the reunion. The team will launch an exhibition now of photos and memorabilia from the Olympic tournament at Prague's Veletržní palác. That's all the sport for today.